It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, good morning, folks. It is your old buddy Luke Clayton. You know what? Spring has sprung up in Northeast Texas. The crappie move shallow, or they're moving shallow. Fishing's been really good for bass. Larry Large, a good buddy of mine down at Lake Fork, had clients out 2 days ago that caught one that weighed almost 11 pounds, a big largemouth bass. So fishing's good. I've got a great show lined up today. We're going to visit with Mr. Don Gresham with Goin' Fencing Company. Now, Don has devised a method to catch hogs with a cell phone. You're going to enjoy listening to Don if you're a ranch owner or a farm owner or you have a big piece of land leased. Don is going to explain to us a very effective method of keeping wild hog numbers in check while also putting all that good wild pork to use as table fare. You know, today's show is made possible, folks, by the Dallas Safari Club. www.biggame.org is the website for the Dallas Safari Club, and it's where you can learn all about this organization. The show is also made possible by Brute Outdoors, home of the Brute Box Cooler. The website is bruteoutdoors.com, and the toll-free phone number is 855-BRUTE-55. Now, let's join Don Gresham, and let's learn how to trap hogs using a cell phone. Don, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Luke.
You know what?
Glad to be here.
We're glad to have you. They're up in Northeast Texas, there's a lot of guys with farms and ranches and big leases, and then there's just a lot of hunters up here, too, listening to us this morning, Don. And a lot of them have hog problems. Now, a lot of my readers and listeners are tuned in this morning, and I recently did an article. Well, it goes in 34 Texas newspapers, Don, but it was in the Greenville Herald Banner locally up here. And helicopter hunts do remove hogs, but they also, that type of shooting disturbs the wildlife big time. I do have a problem about leaving hogs on the range and not using all that good meat. Now,
yes,
your system utilizes a cell phone to trigger a device on a trap, and you can get the hogs in there. You're watching them with cameras. Pictures are sent to your smartphone, and then you actually trigger that trap from, I guess, anywhere on the globe, right?
Yes, sir. You can go to the app and use it anywhere in the world. Now, on the 30-foot trap, what we've done is we've built 8-foot-long panels, 36 inches tall, and you pin them together. You double-stack it, and it'll make a 6-foot-tall trap. That way, when you get done trapping the hogs, you can take the top section off and use it for a deer food plot. We've mm-hmm. also got a 6-foot gate, which if you've got some hogs that are, you know, a little leery on coming through the small openings, you can use the 6-foot wide gate and get the bigger ones right on in.
I got you. Well, and what you do, Don, is big ranches, small ranches, whatever, people with hog problems, you'll come out to their ranch, and I'm sure that you'll either scout and find out where the trails are and the rubs and the wallows, find out where the hogs are running, or you'll get the rancher or the landowner to show you feeders. I guess that would be the easiest way to determine where to set up your traps, right?
Yes, sir. If they've got a feeder already running on the property and they've had hogs coming into that particular feeder, you can go in there and set our trap up right around the feeder. We'll put the trap door coming right in on the trail because the trail is usually pretty easy to see which way they're coming from. So we set that right up on it, and usually they'll have hogs the first night. For example, last night we had hogs in just about every trap across the United States. It's funny the way it works. Some nights you'll have nothing but raccoons coming to them. But then on other nights, it'll be hogs all across the state. So it's funny the way the moon works the animals.
Don, this is extremely interesting to me, and I know to many of the folks listening to us right now, because I have, within a mile of my house, I have probably six corn feeders that are feeding 6 seconds a day. We let them run. They go off at 8 o'clock, and then they go off again at 9:30, 3 seconds. So That's 6 seconds per feeder. And I have little, you know, trail cameras on. I have two trail cameras, and I move them around. Well, some nights the hogs do not come. Maybe they come at, they might show up at 3:30, just a random two or three hogs. But some nights, and they're at all the feeders and not necessarily the same hogs. That's interesting. In other words, you can monitor traps from all over the state, right?
All of the customers that we have, all of their pictures goes through our server, so that way I can monitor what's happening. And if there's something going on, like moisture on the lens, I'll make a suggestion to the customer by email. You know, you might want to go out there with some anti-fog spray, spray it on your lens. That way you get a crystal clear picture. And, you know, I help monitor that way. But also with all the pictures that I get, I can see, you know, what type of activities coming in. Like the first quarter and the last quarter of a moon, you'll see hogs everywhere. But during the full moon, you won't see them anywhere. It's funny the way it works.
This you cannot imagine how interesting this is. And in a sense, Don, this cutting-edge technology has put you in the forefront, really, on what I think is some pretty interesting study. You know, I mean, before this, nobody that I, or no organization or anything had this, were privy to this kind of information. You know, this is some cutting edge stuff for sure. Now,
it is.
Just say, for instance, in Texas, let's say, let's be more specific and say within a 150-mile radius of Dallas, for instance, northeast Texas to up around Forestburg, I think, where you're headquartered. This realm here, if you're watching cameras on ranches with traps in this area, is it a fact that if you're seeing them moving up on a ranch in Kaufman County or Cook County, is it pretty dependable that they'll be moving that night on in all of them? I mean, is it predictable?
Much. Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty predictable. And you can even, see them all the way out to Mississippi. We've got cameras set up in Mississippi, Tennessee, all the way on down through Laredo, down near the border. But with the camera system, you know, you can monitor everything.
That's amazing. So in the first quarter of the moon each month, and then the last, did you say, the last quarter?
Yes, sir. Those are the two best, and the full moon just seems to be the worst.
Is it a fact that there's just very little hog movement on a full moon?
It's very little everywhere. But, you know, like on the deer hunting, that's the best time that I like to hunt is the day after a full moon.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, the big buck, it messes up their system, and they're out there in the middle of the day.
Exactly. Now, why do you think, Don, if this is a fair question, that there's on the darker, the low light conditions, the beginning and the end of the moon phase, why do you think the hogs are not moving?
Well, the very low light, we do still see them, but it's the full moon that we don't see them. You know, you'll see, the dark new moon. I haven't really studied that one yet. I'm still working on the full moon and, you know, up to it and afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll have to check into the new moon situation. I just don't keep up with that one.
Yes, sir. Well, it's what, you know, I'm sure you'll probably expand the studies into that, but right now it's good to know that the first quarter I will start watching this too, because I hunt hogs a lot, and I'm fortunate to live only 25 miles southeast of Dallas, but within a mile of my house is about 800 acres that I've got leased, and we hog hunt there, and you know, so it's going to be really interesting to I do see the fact that at times hogs are everywhere, and in other nights the coons are there and the hogs are not. I'm going to start watching the quarters and see. I'm sure it's going to parallel, you know, what you've learned. Don, let's talk about the way the system works. Tell everybody, you know, I've spent a lot of time talking to you, and I've got a pretty good working knowledge of how your trap works, but An app is loaded onto your smartphone, right?
Yes, sir. You can go to the App Store, load it down on your smartphone, and then when you get ready to pull the trigger, you just go to your app phone, you load it up, you sit there and log into it, and then if you want, when you see the hogs come in, it'll send you the email, and you'll pull the picture up, you'll look at it, and then you'll go to the app and you'll hit take another picture. That's just to verify that the hogs are still inside the trap. And if you want to take a third picture, you just click it again, and it'll send you a third picture, usually within about a minute of when you, you know, pull the trigger. Now, if, when you decide that you see all the hogs in there, there's no more outside the gate, because what we do is we set the camera on the inside of the trap facing back towards the trap door. That way, when you're looking at your picture, you can see if there's one or two more outside of the trap. And if you want to wait till they come on in, just hang tight. They'll be on in because food's on the inside of the trap, not the outside. And as soon as they come in, you hit another button on that app, and it says release the trap door. And within 5 to 10 seconds after hitting that button, the door will go down. You pop another picture, and you see what you got.
Wow. And then what I really like, one of the things I like about this, Don, that's pork. That's good. Some of those hogs are good eating. If there's big trophy boars, they can be utilized. They could wind up on a game ranch. The eating hogs, you know, they can be sold to a licensed hog buyer and wind up as pork, right?
Yes, sir. And another good thing about the camera system is you can monitor your deer herd, because the deer will still come into the trap and eat the corn on a normal daily basis. You can go to our website and take a look at our live cams, and you'll see anything, turkeys, raccoons, deer, the hogs, everything coming in right through the trap door, eating and going right back to it.
You bet. Folks, grab your pencil and notepad. You know, we're all about trying to connect you with something that'll help you on our shows and what in my writing in the newspapers. Don is going to give you that website and also a phone number. If you've got hog problems on your ranch or farm and you'd like to talk to him and pick his brain, well, I know he'd be happy to talk to you. Don, to look at these live cams and then to learn more about the system, what's the website and then what's a good phone number, buddy?
All right, they can go to www.goinfencing.com. That's GOINFENCING.com. Or they can call me at 940-391-3669, and we'll get them set up and help them remove their hogs. Our slogan is, got hogs, get going.
Well, it's a good way to reduce the numbers. And if a guy wants to start utilizing your system on their ranch, I mean, you can come out, set it up, and get it ready to go and get – I know the question is, how does this work? I mean, you can supply all the answers and set their smartphone up and get them ready to go, I'm sure.
Yep, we deliver it, we set it up, we'll set it up to the email and to your phone, and all you have to do is have the fun, pull the trigger, and watch the pictures.
Well, and then know that those hogs are not eating your corn that you just planted or are messing up your hay meadow. Don, stay with us. Yeah, man, I want you to stay with us on the line. We are just about out of time, and I'll get you back again. This show is of huge interest to a lot of people, and your system helps a great deal of folks. So I want you back again. How about that?
We'll be glad to come back, and we'll also want to help everybody get rid of those hogs.
All right. Well, hang on the phone with me, and we'll have to wrap our show up. Folks, today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club. Now, you can go online to biggame.org, and you can learn all about the Dallas Safari Club. Also made possible by Brute Outdoors, which is home of the Brute Box Coolers. You can learn about them at bruteoutdoors.com or call toll-free 855-BRUTE-55. Make sure and tune in next week. We'll have some more fun talking hunting and fishing.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.